Good afternoon, everybody, or in the case of our guest, good evening. From Athens, Greece, joining us is the most famous sports writer in Greece, Tony Kalkavoris. He's sitting on top of the biggest story in Europe, or maybe the second biggest story, given today's events. Tony, you're just coming from seeing Rick Pitino, who's held his first couple practices with Panathinaikos, and they're getting ready for a big EuroLeague game against CSKA Moscow, one of the top teams in EuroLeague. But also news out of Turin, Italy, that Larry Brown has been fired by Torino, Fiat Torino in Turin, Italy, where he was 0-10 with his Euro Cup team, and it was stocked with Americans on that roster. So before we get to Rick Pitino, your reaction to the news of Larry Brown getting fired again? It's not the first time this has happened.
Good afternoon from Athens, Chris. Good morning to New York, and happy holidays. I guess this is the right wish for New York, as you were telling me before.
Well, look, Larry Brown is coached in New York. Rick Pitino is coached in New York, both Knicks coaches. But again, Tony, with Larry Brown, this is going to come. This is big news in America, of course, because he's coached everywhere. Most recently at Southern Methodist U in Dallas, where he was forced out for not reporting some recruiting violations, and then he landed on his feet in Italy, but he also had some health problems during the season. What went wrong with that team and with Larry's coaching style?
The thing is that in Italy they were waiting from Larry Brown to be the magician. He was hired in. Not in one of the top five teams in Italian league, Turin. So the tradition was not something great, but given his name and his tradition and his history and his success in the NBA and in NCAA, they were waiting for him to guide the team, you know, at the top of the standings. So. Turin didn't play good in the Italian league. Didn't play good in the Euro Cup. The results didn't come. So that's the destiny of the coach in Europe, you know, like everywhere.
Sure, coaches are hired to be fired unless they're named Greg Popovich. And you just lost a coach with Panathinaikos. Panathinaikos is right now sitting 11th in EuroLeague. Tied with the team from Vitoria, Spain at 6-8, top eight league. And right now there's four teams at 7-7. And Rick Pitino is coming in for a pretty big game, Tony. CSKA Moscow is 11-3, a perennial powerhouse in EuroLeague, along with Real Madrid. What have you seen from Rick Pitino so far coaching the green team in Athens?
I just came back to the office, you know, from the arena, from the media day, from the media session of before the game, Panathinaikos against CSKA Moscow. I had a chance, you know, to meet with Rick Pitino and to talk a little bit with him. From what he said, you know, I can say that he has something like 36 hours to get some sleep, because he spent the whole day traveling yesterday, and when he got here, you know, he went straight to the gym, you know, for meeting with his new players and practice. And after the practice, he had a big meeting with his new assistants. He was informed about everything, and during the night, he watched the video. He watched four videos of CSKA Moscow games. So he was complaining a little bit, you know, by giving us some jokes today that he has something like more than 36 hours to get some sleep and to get some rest. He was hoping to get some rest tonight before the first game he will coach for Panathinaikos. I asked him a few things during the media session, and he said that the first thing that he has to change with Panathinaikos is to change the mentality, because right now the players have not a good psychology. They are, you know, in a bad situation after straight losses. And, you know, exactly he said that losing spreads, it's like cancer. It spreads everywhere. So we have to get some wins. We have to start winning in order to change the mentality. And then we'll see what happens, you know, after the first two games. If we're going to add some players, it will be something like decision between the owner and the general manager and him. But he also added that if you ask me right now, I would like to have Giannis Antetokounmpo to bring him here instead of Milwaukee.
Well, he's going to have to settle for the lesser of the Antetokounmpos, because Thanasis, who played over here with the Knicks in the D League for a little while, is on Panathinaikos roster. But continue, Tony.
Yeah, the thing is that I had a brief talk with some players after the first practice yesterday, and they told me that he plans to make some changes in defense, to use probably a matchup zone during some offenses of Cheska, and then if some big guy of Cheska enters, you know, close to the basket, to switch from matchup zone to one-on-one, to man-to-man, you know, in order to cause, you know, some offensive problems to Cheska. I'm sure that Coach Dimitri Sitoudis, the Greek coach of CSKA Moscow, which is one of the top three EuroLeague contenders this year, will face some problems tomorrow, and will face a different Panathinaikos team. I'm pretty convinced that Rick Pitino's impact to Panathinaikos tomorrow it will be big.
And let's take a look at a couple of our guys on the roster that that folks, especially in America, are somewhat familiar with. Of course, there's Thanasis Antetokounmpo, who didn't quite make it. But Keith Langford is on the team. He's been all over the NBA. Georgios Papianis is on the team. He was a lottery pick by the Sacramento Kings. He got waived. He was part of that big 14 trade last year that remade the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then Papianis signed with Portland, and they liked him. But then he took more money to go back to his homeland. Stefan Lazmi he's from Africa. He's been in the NBA. James, I don't know if it's Gist or Gist, also former NBA player. But let's start with Papianis, because I know, Tony, this is the guy that you and I talked about last year when Sacramento traded him at the deadline. You still consider him an NBA talent?
For sure, but the bad thing with Giorgos Papagiannis is that he has to play almost 2 years, because last year he played briefly in the beginning of the season. After the first 1-2 months, he got out from the rotation and he was playing in the G League with the G League team of Sacramento. He didn't play also with Portland, just one game before the playoffs. And when he reported to training camp, he was not in good shape. He was a little bit overweight, and until right now, he didn't do something special, you know, so far. So that's why his playing time it's not big right now. So for sure, Rick Pitino has to do something with him, has to use him, has to try to develop him a little bit. And you know, you don't develop someone such a great talent like Papagiannis without a playing time, if you don't play him. So Keith Langford is injured; he will not play tomorrow. They try to prepare him for next week's games against Olympiakos for the EuroLeague. But right now, Panathinaikos is in really tough position, because they need badly to win. And in front of them, they have two two very difficult games against CSKA Moscow tomorrow and against Olympiakos next Friday. And given the fact that Panathinaikos so far doesn't look good, Pitino has to do some magic for tomorrow in order, you know, to get Panathinaikos in winning record again.
And this is the first time that Rick has taken over a team mid-season in 41 years of coaching, so it's all brand new for him. Looking at the video yesterday when he arrived at Athens Airport, I don't think he was expecting to get mobbed quite like that by the cameras. He looked a little bit like a fish out of water, but he's going to have the chance to coach Giannis' younger brother, Thanasis. And same question with Giannis' younger brother. Is he ever going to be NBA material, or is he going to play his entire career over in Europe?
First of all, he's older than Giannis, 2 years and a half.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, he's like an average NBA rotation player. You know, like Thanasis' talent, there are plenty of players in the NBA. So for sure, he can be a rotation player in an NBA team. But I don't think he will be a different difference maker, a player in the NBA. So I don't think so that he will be a future NBA player again. I think he will spend the rest of his career in Europe, except that Giannis in the future years, he will be like LeBron, which is a franchise player and GM player at the same time.
Okay, let's take a look at the team they're playing, CSKA Moscow. A couple of former NBA point guards in Nando DeColo and Sergio Rodriguez, a bunch of Americans, Corey Higgins, Will Clyburn, Daniel Hackett, Kyle Hines, Othello Hunter. Some of these guys played in the league, some didn't. But why is CSKA Moscow, with sort of a pedestrian roster, sitting so high up in the EuroLeague standings? CSKA's right now third behind Fenerbahce in Istanbul and Real Madrid from Spain.
They have a very deep and very talented roster, great coach, and you know they are the team that makes the Final Four almost every year. I think they have something like 15 appearances in the last 16 Final Fours. So they have great tradition, but they have the money. They have a great budget. You know, in EuroLeague, you know, there's not like the NBA where the salary cap is the same, the money are the same, you know, in order to spend. In Europe, you know, which team has more money has, you know, for sure more opportunities and, you know, more chances to be European champion. And CSKA Moscow is the richest team in Europe. Their budget is like more than 30 million euros per year, something like 37, I think. So it's the only team that has a private plane, which mm-hmm. they fly charter flights, you know, all the time, which is very important, you know, because the last 3 years the format of the EuroLeague has changed, and the regular season is 30 games, and some of the weeks the teams play two games. They play Thursday, they play Tuesday and Thursday, or, you know, Wednesday and Friday. So they have all the luxuries. They have the money. They have the money to acquire and to sign, you know, the best players. So they have the best roster right now.
And Tony, the other team that you covered watch very closely, and you'll be coming over to the United States to cover, is the Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, sitting in second place in the Eastern Conference, tied with the Raptors in the loss column, two games behind them in the win column, leading the NBA in point differential at plus 8.6 points per game, leading the Eastern Conference in scoring at almost 117 points per game, which is second in the league only to the New Orleans Pelicans, which are sitting 15th in the West. You know Giannis as well as any reporter, Tony. And Giannis is the favorite to win the MVP right now. He's been the buzz player all year long in the NBA. Your thoughts on the season he's having, his MVP chances and whether you think Milwaukee can stay atop the Eastern Conference in what's really a tight race with the Raptors playing so well, the Pacers right on everybody's heels, and the Sixers, you know, still working Jimmy Butler in, and the Celtics having, you know, a great roster that's kind of underachieving, but they've played well of late.
I think, Chris, this year the Bucks have the pieces, you know, around Giannis in order to make something special. And the good thing about the Greek Freak is that he spends most of his time in the gym. I remember on the 6th of December, the owner of the Bucks was trying to find Giannis in his house. He was calling in his cell phone in order to give him his birthday present. But nobody was answering. So he was informed from the management of the team that, you know, Giannis is spending the whole day in the gym. He's coming from 8 o'clock in the morning. He's having breakfast. He's having his weightlifting over there after practice, after, you know, second practice, after lunch, you know, and then he leaves, you know, in the afternoon. So this is the type of guy we're talking about. He's a great talent with a great understanding of what it takes to be at the top. A great basketball IQ, and right now, you know, he has the confidence. If he finds his long-range shot, because right now this thing is kind of psychological, because he's thinking a lot, scoring from outside, and that's a bad thing about him, and that's a bad thing about his low percentages. I think he could be, you know, like the MVP for every year of the next years, you know. I think that this year he can guide the Bucks not only in the second round, but he can guide the Bucks maybe in the finals of the Eastern Conference. Because also there's a great coach in the team with a great coaching philosophy. They're spacing the floor really good, you know, in order to find, you know, the space for Giannis to play one-on-one. And they have great shooters. They can shoot from outside. They are long. They are a great rebounding team. They have everything. So why not?
Well, it's a tight conference. And you do mention that Giannis is having his struggles from three-point range. He's a little below 13%. The guy who's really knocked it out of the gym in terms of three-point shooting is Brook Lopez, who's playing on a one-year minimum deal. Malcolm Brogdon leading the league in free throw percentage, but is also at 44% from the arc. And then one guy who's got to step up his shooting a little bit is Chris Middleton, who's at 37. But let's look at Milwaukee's game tonight, Tony. The Bucks were here in New York on Christmas Day, and tonight they play the New York Knicks in Milwaukee at the brand new arena. And look, the Knicks are big time underdogs right now. Tony, the line is sitting at 14.5 points, a very big line for an NBA game. I've watched a lot of Knicks because they live in they play in the city where I live. You've watched a lot of Bucks because you have to with Giannis. What's your preview and prediction kind of on tonight's game in Milwaukee?
I think it will be an easy game for the Bucks. You know, they lost 1 month ago in New York in one game that was the talk of the town after, you know, Hezonja tanked over Giannis. But I think the difference between the two teams is huge. And this was showed in the Christmas game. The Bucks didn't play so well, but even though they won kind of easily, I think that tonight they're going to win something like 20 points.
Yeah, that was... It wasn't the most lively crowd at Madison Square Garden on Christmas Day at 12 o'clock, I'll tell you that. And then, Tony, you made the point earlier that this is an Eastern Conference Finals team. Right now, the Bucks are at 20-1, and that gives me an opportunity to put in a plug for this show and for the guys paying the bills. This show lives on GetMoreSports.com. This is episode 33 of Sports Betting Tips with Chris Sheridan. But if you go to betdsi.com, these are the guys. This is the biggest offshore, one of the biggest offshores in the world, based out of Costa Rica. If you go to that site, it's betdsi.com or overseas, betdsi.eu, and you deposit $1,000, they'll match it. They'll give you $2,000. It's an extra $1,000. We all like free money. That's a lot of free money. You can go make bets like the one I made. Put a little money on Nikola Jokic at 100-1. I did that one in the preseason. But, Tony, the Bucks right now, 20-1 to win the NBA championship. Same odds as the Lakers and LeBron James. What does that tell you?
That Giannis has grown a lot. He's the reason that the Bucks played on Christmas Day, which happened for the first time after 41 years, I guess. The last time was 1977. So this is something special, you know, for this team. They have a special talent. They have a special player. He's in the age of 24. And we hear, you know, about this guy a long, long time, that we think that it's more than 5.5 years from the time that he was selected from the Bucks. Giannis seems to be in the NBA something like a decade, but he's only 24. So he has at least one decade, you know, to thrive, and he's almost there. The fact that, you know, he's in the same position with LeBron's Lakers right now, with the Bucks, says everything. And the fact that he will be probably the captain of the Eastern, the captain of one of the two All-Star teams, says also everything.
Yeah, and, you know, remember that a lot of times the rule of thumb in the NBA is that a player peaks at age 27. So, you know, Giannis didn't start playing basketball until he was in his late teens. And the, you know, just what he's done in terms of growth for personally and then growth for that Milwaukee Bucks team is phenomenal. And, Tony, I know you got to go. You got to get it's nighttime in Greece, and you got to get on the air. Folks, you can follow Tony at K-A-L-K-A-V. That's at Kalkav. His name is his Greek name is Antonis Karkavoris. And he's a sports writer for Gazeta.gr, and he's also on TV with Mega. He's the most famous sports writer and sports broadcaster in Greece, a wonderful country where I had some good times with Tony during the Olympics. Tony and I have also spent time together in Japan and in Lithuania, and there's stories from Lithuania that we're not going to tell on the air. But, Tony, I want to thank you.
Always pleasure to spend time with you and to chat with you, Chris.
Okay, Tony, thanks very much. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Sheridan Hoops, and this show lives on sports.com, but the guys paying the bills are betdsi.eu or betdsi.com. Go there, use bonus code BBALL1000 in all capital letters. They'll match up to $1,000, whether you're putting it in euros or putting it in American money or bolivars, depending on what part of South America you're from. And that's going to be a wrap for this afternoon in New York, this evening in Greece. Rick Pitino's first game coming up against CSKA Moscow. And thanks for that great preview, Tony.
Thanks. Happy holidays, Chris.
Happy holidays to you as well. And with that, we're over and out.